We're back.
Yay! Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You being cool podcast, informed process, not really.
Night Nick Riders, didn't kill himself.
Unite, witness us. Nick didn't kill himself. So, you guys with the pool going, somebody lost, but there's still some contestants. So if you want to get at me about that, it's $5 buy-in.
I'll be patient.
Want to let Tyson know that last week we're sorry. That got aggressive real quick. Didn't mean to...
I've been shocked by the Through Being Cool Nation.
Yeah, the fucking Knight Riders, man.
I've been really impressed. I've gotten an insane amount of love. And just blowing up my phone.
I wrote down the names. I'm going to name them for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right. So this is in no particular order. This is just the order in which I saw them on the internet, i.e. or got a text message. Thank you to... Oh, shit. Thanks to Joe. I was wondering if that was like J-O-R. What could that be? They looked at the keyboard. It's probably Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Tyson, you piece of shit. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Luke. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks to... Okay, these are other people who I haven't heard from, but they sent me text messages with a number that I don't recognize, and I think it might be one of these three people. Thank you, Dr. Dylan. Thanks, Alex.
Almost Dr. Dylan.
Almost Dr. Dylan. Thank you, Alex. Part-time Drew. I'm pretty sure I got a text message from you. I don't have your number. Get back at me. And a big thank you to someone who we've never mentioned before on the show, but I feel like we should, because she either likes everything we say on Twitter or sends something out nice on Twitter.
Nikki.
Nikki's on here. Jocelyn. Jocelyn is always saying really nice things to us and retweeting things we post, and we've never given her credit. So thank you, Jocelyn. But Tyson, you're still a piece of shit.
Stupid piece of shit.
We can't call him stupid anymore. For some reason, the stupid makes it hurt. I don't know why. Oh, that's the wrong one. Talking to yours now?
Check, 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 check. Chickity check.
There you are, dude. There, talking to you again?
Check.
I just like doing that.
Chickity check yourself.
I want that to be...
You wreck yourself.
That should be a drinking game, me asking Nick to talk into... Hey, man, talking to that real quick. Hey, man, you mind talking into that? Hey, Nick.
Yeah?
What you been up to, man?
I mean, not crying.
Have you not been crying?
Not watching TV and crying.
What TVs are you watching? Don't watch TV that makes you cry.
Comic Bookman.
Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
I watched one episode. I really wasn't crazy about it. So,
wow.
I know. Everybody loves it.
I'm in the same boat with you.
Yeah? I didn't dislike it, but I'm in a rough spot right now. And so I probably would like it if I was in a different position. So I'm going to let it rest.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back to it.
I watched the first four or five episodes, and I'm one of those dudes who's like, when something's drawing from its inspirations, I got no problem with that. But when it's almost just like a clear, like, by the numbers type deal, it becomes distracting for me.
See, I don't know. Don't tell me too much, because I just watched the first episode.
It is good. It is very, very good. I couldn't get super into it.
I have a strong distaste for anything about the 70s, because I think it's a disgusting period.
Well, I think this one's from the 80s.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's got the Clash in it. That's what gave away the time frame.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the 80s. I'll look it up.
But that's why, like, Roseanne, I know it was set in, like, the 80s, right?
I don't know. I fucking hate Roseanne.
I hated it. I think she's funny. I cannot fucking stand that show. It just grosses me out. So, I don't know.
I love John Candy, but I've never been able to watch an episode of Roseanne. I mean, I'm sure I've seen him because, you know, it was on all the fucking time.
Is there a correlation between those two things?
What, John Candy?
Yeah. You mean John Goodman?
Yeah, I'm sorry, John Goodman, yeah. John Candy's a dead person.
He's a dead fat guy.
He's a dead old fat guy.
He's a dead fat guy.
Time period, Stranger Things. I'm trying to think, what does it say? It's the 80s.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the 80s.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's neither here nor there. Hey, Nick.
What does that mean?
Here nor there? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's one of those things like, it's not happening here, it's not happening there. Can't be concerned with it.
Fuck it.
I realize how upset I get when people say, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't give a shit.
I get really upset about that because that's not what you're talking about. That's what someone else said. And you're commenting on saying that you said it, but we were all there with you. You didn't fucking say it. That other guy just said it. Stop saying that's what I'm talking about. You weren't talking about it. You should start going like, that's a good point. Fucking stop it. Yeah, these are the conversations that I have with that you have when you sit in a cubicle for 50 hours a week, which I'm okay with, man.
Through being cool, taking the strong stances.
Yeah, fucking
that's what
stop.
I'm talking about.
No, it's not. I just said that. You weren't talking about that. What's the deal?
Talk about your own shit.
We're fucking recording at 10:22 on a Sunday because I have to go buy a car, maybe. And Nick's been up since... I got a text message at 8:30 with Nick telling me what's going on the Todd Glass show.
I've been up since
show. Like 5. So, dude, I love getting up early. Let's talk about how awesome it is.
I've been sleeping lately.
You want some anxiety of my muscle relaxers?
Yeah.
You can't have them because they're mine. But you can get them. Go see my doctor. He's just handing them shits out.
I like drugs.
I have a lot. I can't talk about them because of legality stuff. Yeah.
But you're taking drugs.
I'm taking drugs to go to sleep.
Actually, the muscle relaxers, they make me irritable.
Well, if you stay up too late, yeah, they'll make you irritable. Just like if you stay up on melatonin too long, you get nauseous as fuck.
Really?
Yeah. I used to mainline melatonin.
You're taking Ambien?
No. No. Because if I was married, I would, because I'd want to kill my whore wife. But I live with two cats, and I don't want to watch them die.
Ambien's fun.
I can't do it, man. Isn't that the one that, like, in a...
That's the one that made me sleepwalk.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the one that made you fucking all weird and shit. Yeah,
so I quit taking it.
I'm not. I used to sleepwalk, man. I'm not trying to do that anymore. I used to do the night terrors.
Sleep murder.
There's a precedent for that.
I know.
A guy stabbed his wife like 31 times or something.
I know, it's a great idea. I'm taking Ambien tonight.
But you don't have a wife yet.
I still
got... Way to go, Tyson. Way to bring that up.
Yeah, thanks, Tyson.
That's what I'm talking
about. There's people I could murder.
Let's name first and last names. Go ahead. Throw one out there. I'll start. The president.
No, don't say that.
I didn't mention a name. I just said the president. You don't know of what?
The POTUS?
Oh, what is that?
A couple of bitches.
Those dogs. So do you want to do... Nick's got a box of things that I really, really want to get to. But do you want to do these emails real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Nick, do the song.
Email.
All right, so we got two letters this week. The first one is from, do you know this one's from?
It's from Joe.
It's from Lorenzo. We do get one from Joe. We got a real nice one from Joe.
Mama.
Joe Mama. This one's from Lorenzo. All right, so I regret to inform you. All right, hold on. If you want to email us, you can email us at throughbeingcoolpodcast@gmail.com. Nick walked out of the room because he has to let the dogs out. So I'm going to do plugs real quick. You can follow us on Twitter at @TBCoolPodcast. You can follow us on Instagram at @ThroughBeingCoolPodcast. Gmail, throw us some emails, talk to us about whatever. I got a lot of downtime at my cubicle. I like to read these, makes my day go by a little bit faster. You can email us at throughbeingcool@gmail.com. Liberty's back. You ever notice like black dogs get real hot when they get outside?
Racist.
No, no. Okay, so this letter is from Lorenzo. You ready?
Yeah.
I regret to inform you guys that I cannot continue listening to this glorious podcast for the sole reason that Patrick does not like root beer. Furthermore, with the evidence presented, the statements he has made on the podcast, I hate root beer. I therefore conclude that he is a savage. I demand a public apology to root beer and fines to be paid for moral damages.
But you like cream soda.
Thank you for your kind consideration. I love cream soda. I think root beer is fucking gross. I think root beer tastes like
someone... You like birch
beer? I don't even know what that is.
It's like kind of like root beer, but it's different.
No, I don't think I'd like that at all.
Like cream soda.
Cream soda is not like root beer at all. Cream soda is like Dr. Pepper with vanilla. That's what it tastes like in my mind. My mind.
In your mouth.
In my mouth. All right, so continuing from Lorenzo. That hurt my brain a bit. Where that came from, I wouldn't know. Hey guys, sorry I've been really busy the past few weeks and don't really have time to write an email. It's fucking whatever. Nick, I'm so sorry for what happened between you and Bridget. Having never had a relationship in my life, I know, right? Crazy. I don't really know what to say. Lorenzo.
Oh, I love Lorenzo.
I don't really know what to say, but just know that there's one antisocial biologist analyzing fish guts in the world thinking about you. Stay strong, brother.
I appreciate that. I really do.
No ice cream, Pat, is definitely a problem. People need their ice cream. By God, I had ice cream more than I could, and it's freezing outside. Sanity check, maybe? Denying a person the pleasure of ice cream is just wrong. Then again, you have to suffer consequences of root beer defamation, so I guess it evens things out. Lorenzo, you're being an asshole. I was thinking of doing something for #NotNick, but couldn't really think of anything, so I have this picture of me with a mustache pencil case. It's not mine. I stole it from a friend. It smelled like cheese. Worst decision ever. Well, keep doing what you're doing, guys. Love you to bits. P.S. I don't want to read that next part, because that's personal. But check this picture out.
Some people might not know who Lorenzo is.
Lorenzo is our friend from the Philippines who relocated. Look at that guy. Look at him having a good day.
He's a handsome guy.
Lorenzo, man, why ain't you smashing crotch, dude? That was aggressive.
Yeah, he's never been in a relationship because he's too busy getting it.
Yeah, he's too busy fucking analyzing fish guts. Getting that's not a slight. Huh? That's fucking, that's,
yeah,
do that.
He's too busy with his, up to his nuts and guts.
He's too busy.
with girl guts. He's getting that tang.
So in your mind, Lorenzo isn't...
He's never been in a relationship because he's too busy. He's so handsome that he intimidates the females. And he's too busy getting them guts.
Ladies are intimidated by him because when they ask him, like,
what are his nuts and guts?
Lorenzo, what have you been up to? He's like, I'm up to my nuts and guts. The girls are like, oh my God, this guy smashes poon.
Yeah, he
like,
gets so much pussy.
He's from the Philippines. They wear underwear made out of banana peels.
One time I asked a girl, I was like, hey, I was like, what happened to all the pussy? And she was like, Lorenzo ate it all. I was like, not surprised.
Lorenzo, confirm your pussy eating prowess for us, man.
Lorenzo ate all the pussy.
Lorenzo ate all the pussy. I'm making that the name of the episode. Lorenzo ate it all. That's what I'm calling.
Can we do that?
I'm not going to say pussy because iTunes would be like,
that's not nice.
That's too much fun. No, I just name it like Lorenzo ate it all. Because then people are going to be like, ate all the what? And I guarantee 80% of the audience is going to go, it's going to be dick or pussy. It's going to be, they're going to accuse me of eating all the dick or all the pussy.
Pussy?
Roll the dice, Rebecca. All right, this one's from Joe. I'm trying to figure out. He wrote two of us, and one was kind of personal, so I didn't want to get too far into that one.
Do you think our listeners have, what's that like psychological disorder where you like being abused?
I was going to say married woman, but that's insensitive.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Munchausen syndrome?
No.
Or Munchausen
Stockholm syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Well, no, that's when you fall in love with your captor, I think.
Yeah.
Well, being married is kind of like being captive.
We're like an aural captor.
We're just like, hey, man, if you want her to like getting beat, pop this in her eardrums. Is that what you think we're doing?
Yeah.
We're enabling domestic violence? I've enabled worse. All right, this one's from Joe. Hey, guys, thanks for reading my letter. If you find my weirdness entertaining, I'd be happy to keep writing. Please do. Fucking, we love this shit. Doing stuff like this keeps at least a small measured dosage of insanity in my otherwise saltine cracker mayonnaise, yeasty white bread, sundress Pamela life. Also, I know that this one is long. Feel free to read only what you find relevant. I'm just going to read the whole fucking thing.
Joe in the HOA?
What?
Is Joe in the HOA?
What does HOA mean?
The Homeowners Association?
I don't know. He does have a wife. He talks about his wife.
Does he know Sundress?
I'm not even going to get into
Sundress
that.
Pam?
He talks about his wife up here, man.
His wife?
Yeah, dude. You want to talk about his wife?
Dude, he says, not even that fucking wife.
He says some shit about his wife.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I'm going to keep reading.
Does she listen?
I hope so.
Oh, God.
Okay. So first off, Nick, let me address you real quick. You have my sympathies with the whole Bridget leaving thing? Sorry to hear that, dude. Things will get better. I know you know that, but I thought I'd say it anyway. I am praying noncommittally to a vague amalgam of some god or godlike being that may or not be just a collective magic imaginary friend that he, she, it will recognize and in some small way alleviate your suffering despite the fact that he, she, it needs to be the controlling the whole universe and really probably doesn't have time to be concerned with you or give a shit. If indeed such a being does, in fact, shit. Hashtag God shit. Get that started. Say something religious, kind of, and just be like, God shit.
Joe's funny.
Joe's good, man. On the bright side, I did send you this nice picture, hashtag not Nick, to help cheer you up. It's a picture of me and my wife of 7 years, hashtag definitely not Nick, when we first got married. Look at us, so young and cute and awkward. Hashtag,
it's like the opposite of me.
Hashtag, oh God, totally not Nick. We're in front of a Diamond DA-42 twin star because I am already a pilot. This motherfucker is already a pilot. This letter's topical as shit, Nick.
I'm going to be a pilot this weekend.
Hashtag, seriously, so lucky to not be Nick. And that was my favorite plane to fly.
Is that a legit hashtag started?
That's what he's trying to
start.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
It's really great to be married to my beautiful young wife and have access to her perky double Ds whenever I'm feeling down. Hashtag, Nick don't got that. And be able to sneeze my dick nose in her happy box whenever I want. Hashtag, she wanted to pee on me once, but I told her no because that's gross, Nick. Hashtag, I don't know how hashtags work. Okay, joking aside, let me actually be serious for a second. In a small way, you guys did help convince me to go for the whole school thing. You're among the so many voices that encouraged to go in that direction. So thank you. And yeah, hashtag, point breaking. And while, yes, I am chasing opportunities, I am trying to chase opportunities that lead to more paper, because those are not mutually exclusive. Also, chasing opportunities is pretty much all I've done over the last 10 years. See, my bachelor's degree is actually in aviation science. I went through 4 years of school to get a degree that airline pilots get. My goal was to join the Coast Guard and to fly for them when I graduated, but this was in 2008 when the economy tanked. The Coast Guard ended up changing their medical requirements, so the eye surgery I got so I could fly for them ended up disqualifying me in the end. Then the Army Warrant Officer flight program didn't want me because of a car accident I got into, and on top of that, no airline was hiring pilots. By that time, I was already working for a decent salary at a company, and my minor in electronics got me positioned as an engineer and field technician, which leads me to now. That is my sad story. It's not a sad story at all, man.
That sounds awesome.
I can think of a couple particular episodes of Laser Brain when, Pat, you were talking about being depressed that you never used your audio engineering degree you got. Yeah, I completely relate. I spent a lot of money on a degree that is only useful to pilots. So going back to school for me means taking a shit ton of deficiency courses that my first degree did not include. I fucking know that feeling. But I love this stuff. I love engineering and science and electronics almost as much as flying. God damn, I love being a nerd. So, Nick, if you got flying questions, I can answer them. Also, you should totally do it, man, and don't look back. Pilots are a special breed of awesome, and you deserve to be there. Flying is so fun. You will love it. No feeling in the world like nailing a landing. It's almost better than nailing my loving, caring, faithful, non-Bridget-like wife. Shit, sorry. This might not be funny anymore. Some quick responses to some questions we had for Joe.
Wait, so he's got a wife?
Yeah.
She married him, and she hasn't left him?
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, Joe, email us. Tell us what it's like not to be abandoned.
Yeah. And hey, if you want to, I think Tyson has a group that meets every fuck day, and they talk about how cool they are. So if you want to get in on that, you might be able to, hey, Tyson, fucking, you want to come up and trade stories about getting ice cream with my family?
Hey, how do you keep your significant other from not leaving you?
If I know anything about Tyson, it's fucking getting a ponytail.
That's it?
He had a ponytail for a while, and then he got married.
Ponytails.
You got to get a ponytail, Nick. Joe, let us know what your ponytail status is, man. This is some questions we
asked.
Let
me see the picture he sent.
I will. I'll show it to you. Look, check this out. He's a good-looking dude.
All our listeners, we have handsome listeners.
I know. Even the ladies. Where's the picture at? Fuck. Yeah, dude. All the people listening to the show are, like, very, very attractive. I don't know how they're not out there. I don't know why they have time to listen to the show when they should be sliding in between the sheets of willing females. Look at that picture. Look at that.
Aw.
Sitting in front of a goddamn airplane. Don't go out there John Denvering, man. So we asked Joe some questions about Adderall. This is what he said.
Don't get Leonard Skinnerd.
Yeah. Don't get Leonard Skinnerd.
Don't get Skinnerd for sure.
Don't get Leonard Skinnerd. Don't get Aaliyah. Don't get, did Buddy Holly die in a plane crash? Left Eye did not die in a plane crash.
Huh?
Did Left Eye die in a plane crash?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Sure. Didn't you?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a fuck?
Fucking who gives a shit?
I hate R&B. It's the worst.
That's, I don't agree with that one, but
hmm?
I love 90s R&B.
I don't.
You never, that's because you weren't out there.
I don't like any R&B,
dude,
to be honest.
Dude, that's
with
because
you.
When you were first coming
R&B'd
in.
Beat it.
When you, ooh, that's a good episode. That's a good show episode name.
I know, but the.
Lorenzo Ate It All is already
Lorenzo
there.
Ate It All.
So
all the pussy.
This is some questions we had for Joe. He was asking about Adderall. So I asked him, hey man, does Adderall give you a ropey boner? He says, yes, Adderall gives me a ropey boner, and it sucks because my wife always wants to make the yes, yes. he says that, Nick, you are correct. Women cannot drive in Saudi. The women here are repressed as all hell.
Oh, my God. It says that women can't drive in the Quran.
And he wants to let him know if we make it out to Utah. We're working on it, and I live about 40 miles south of Salt Lake, but I'd be more than happy to drive up to see you guys, or, you know, if you want to come down to Thrilling where he is. Then I could blow you, Nick. How about that?
Cool.
I'm at 399 dicks, and you could be number 400.
He's call a cool
back,
guy.
Nailed it. Thoroughly witnessed Joe.
Some fucking guys are cool.
Joe and Lorenzo, thank you for sending us emails. We really appreciate it.
Some guys are cool, man.
Some guys are cool. Some guys are like, hey, man, some guys are better friends than I am.
Dude, I've gotten some chicks are cool started at work.
You got what?
I got, you know, whenever, like, if somebody's like, yeah, like this fucking, you know, like talking about some like nasty chick, and I'll be like, some chicks are cool. I got it started at work.
I haven't heard a girl described as nasty since, like, the 10th grade.
You know what I mean? Like, some girls are, like, dirty.
No, like, what?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, some girls are cool.
What do you mean, girl?
And
what makes a dirty girl?
Huh?
What makes a dirty girl?
Like if they listen to like Christina Aguilera.
So if they're 12? What are you talking about?
No, you know, like some girls like they'll like fucking blow you while like you're eating your ass or something.
They're gonna blow me while I'm eating my own ass. If I'm eating my own ass, I would argue I don't need them there at all.
You know, some chicks are cool. But if somebody's like telling a story like, yeah, this girl was like real fucking gross. Like she pee-peed on me.
And then you just say some girls are cool.
I'll be like, some chicks are cool.
Yeah, man, she kept fucking letting me look at her bush hair while I jacked off, man. Some chicks are cool. Yeah. I've only been referring to vaginas as bush hairs lately.
Some chicks are cool, man.
So I just, God, man. I was about to make it last night, but
make
like
what?
It. Yes, yes.
But you're not married.
I know. Take that, God. No, we were about to, you know, I had it out and she was like, mm-hmm. Go let me knock at the door. It's like watching you shake your head. And then we couldn't because
I think about Emily like a sister.
And then she goes, I'm like, fucking your sister, dude. That's rude. I should have said that. You have a sister and I feel bad about what I just said.
Please don't.
I wouldn't say that.
Please
we
don't
were,
fuck my sister.
I won't, Nick. I promise. So I was like, I was knocking at the door with my penis. So I guess I was cocking at the door. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
With my wee wee on the front door. And she's just kind of like, no. And I went, excuse me? And we couldn't because she hadn't refilled her birth control yet. Oh. So I put I was just kind of like, ugh. So if
that's
you guys
got
invented
butts.
So if you guys, well, she's not that cool of a chick. So
some chicks are cool.
If some of you guys are wondering, like, why don't you just put a condom on? Because I don't want a fucking kid. I won't even risk that. If she's not on birth control, we will not have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are like, let's fucking name, man. Fucking name. Fucking. Someone would probably even call me gay for not wanting to have sex with my girlfriend. That would make sense. But but no, I don't want to. I won't do it.
You don't
want to
risk it?
No, man. I want to make sure all the fucking ducks are in a row. All the fuck ducks are in a row.
Knocking on heaven's door?
I mean, it's not the heaven. That's where the bad stuff happens. I call it the smash lands. I don't call it that. I've never called it that. I call it the swamp, and I say I want to let the gator in. That's what I say, Nick.
So, speaking of...
Speaking
boxes.
Of what? Yeah. Oh, nice.
I have got a box. Is that rude? Can I say that?
Wait, is that rude? Oh, to refer to Emily's vagina as a box?
Well, but I mean, just in general.
To call vaginas boxes?
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Womenists, the ones who don't hear as well as the men, who probably missed what we just... I know you probably didn't hear what we just said. Smaller ears, smaller brains. If you could let us know if calling a vagina a
Stockholm
box...
syndrome.
Is offensive, let us know in like a tweet or something.
Women
don't have smaller brains, they're bigger because they've got to watch the stove and the microwave, and they have to vacuum, and they have to do all of that at the same time.
So I ordered a...
Girls are dumb! Team Trump.
Is that the new thing?
No, that's
just say hateful shit and then
say team
hashtag
Trump.
Team Trump.
Yeah, but I got the people at work thinking I actually, like, support him. Because I keep just going, yeah, but she's a woman. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that. I don't talk to anybody at fucking work, except for the guy who sits next to me because he raps, and I find that interesting. But everybody else, I just kind of keep to myself.
Rip, rip, rap.
Rap song. Nick got a box.
I got a box of Japanese candy.
Well, okay, I want all the backstory in this. I want to know the thought process, the execution.
Remember Julie?
This one's empty, I think. Okay, go ahead.
So I ordered a bunch of candy. I thought that it would be funny if we tasted all this gross candy. And
we got to take pictures of all the candy we try first. Then I'll make a collage and I'll put it on the internet.
So I ordered it. I thought it would be funny if we...
Now, where did you order it from?
Mamazon.
All right, so what are you getting ready to try? So, Nick, talk more about this box. Let's get some more
so,
backstory.
So, there's all kinds of different candies. This one's got a grape that's yelling stuff. See?
Eat the grape!
And then here's a grape. It's a grape that turns into a raisin.
No, it's a grape that turns into a ball. Hold the picture up. Your face isn't it, don't worry.
Which one? The back or the front?
The back. I want to take a picture of that fucking testicle. Got it.
Let's see. Got a...
These expire in the future! 28,000.
I've got, let's see, this one's got a guy on a unicycle. This one, this is a little chocolate balls.
Yeah, hand me
balls.
Those ones that look like pills. Those I'm extremely
interested in. This
one's
pizza flavored.
Hand me that one that's got pills in it. Yeah, so...
This one's got Hello Kitty on it. It looks like a box of
cigarettes.
They've
all got Hello Kitty on them.
Let's see. This one has got testicles.
So run this by me, Nick. So you were sitting on Amazon.
Yeah.
And did this pop up in like a suggested search?
No, I was just thinking about it, and I thought it would be funny
to do this.
This is like chicken and potato.
But this is like, so those are crisps, right?
I think so.
All right, so we're just gonna reach in there. I'm gonna grab three things.
I thought we would. I would open them and we would share them.
Oh, let's fucking do that then. Hey, man, Nick, these are visibly chocolate. Why didn't you grab these?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, throw those in the pile. So we've got like a box, like a whole box of shit. So what we're going to do is we're going to try a couple of these.
Grab some.
All right, I'm going to grab a couple. We're going to grab a couple of these this episode. We'll probably make a little series out of this because me and Nick fucking are candy connoisseurs. What are you eating now, Nick?
That's chicken and steak flavored.
Nick, this smells like urine. Smell the chicken and urine.
It's good.
Because it's pee-pee?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of good, isn't it? You don't like it? It just tastes like a potato chip with like a ramen noodle dust on it.
All right.
I figured you'd like it. This flavor's kind of subtle.
I did not hate. Let's take a photo of that one.
I could eat those.
So it's potato based, but it's.
You're back.
Oh man,
it's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Okay, this one is a pee-pee, some kind of pee-pee.
Nick, describe what we're doing, man. We kind of glazed over it. So I want to know the whole story. Like, what were you doing?
So I was just on Amazon, and I thought it would be funny because like there's already a podcast that does it.
Is it still going on?
I think so.
Cool.
And so I thought I'd order these snacks. And we would eat them, and people would think it was funny. Because, like, we talk about it looks like dicks, and
dude.
Talking about balls, and things like we talk about.
All right, I'm going to take a photo of this one, because this one smells like a couch after a cat takes a piss on it.
That's not so good.
Okay, so this one is the cat pee-pee stick, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Uh-uh. No. No.
It's not terrible. No. This one tastes like cigarette ashes.
It's wasabi, dude. That's what it is. It's wasabi flavored. Yeah. It's like a wasabi Cheeto.
That's not so bad.
No. No. Oh my god.
Okay, so here's another one. But
Nick, you're just piling it on me. Slow down, man. Alright, so.
Did you take a picture of that bag?
The wasabi pee stick. That is a big fucking no-no. That seriously, it smells like an old pissy futon. I know that because I owned one.
Because I ate one.
And it tastes like wasabi and like ranch.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I'm going to turn that room that was Bridget's room, but she left me.
Shut up, Tyson!
Drop it! I'm going
to
turn that...
I like to think that Tyson plays this in the house, and whenever we talk about how Bridget... left, his wife runs in and they high five and then they slap each other's butts. Like that's like their, it's
I
like
see that.
It's like foreplay for them is like us like, telling him how much
thanks
we hate,
for not,
how happy he
thanks
is.
Thanks for not leaving me.
Alright, so what do you got now?
This is another one of those
dick
sticks.
Hold on. You just said you were gonna do something and then we stopped talking about it.
Oh, I'm gonna turn that room or this room into the podcast room. I'm gonna buy us a round table.
What?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I love that idea.
You think it'd be cool?
I think it's a great idea. That's a great idea. You should get a round table.
Yeah. And then instead of the room being empty like my heart.
Oh, it's so funny to hurt people's feelings?
This
one. What are you, Bridget? I am sorry. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry.
No. I love it.
I'm sorry.
I love it. Don't be sorry. This one is the same thing, but it's a pizza flavored.
This one's Pizza Cat.
All right. You ready?
All right. Hold on. Pizza Cat treats.
That's gross.
What I don't like about this is I have coffee mouth, but I've also like brushed my teeth half an hour ago.
Ugh.
All right, so this is the pizza O-ring, right? See, you're fucking like throwing them back. I'm taking like nibbles and shit.
That's pretty gross.
All right. No.
Not, I love whenever you don't like stuff.
Not even a little bit do I like this. Why does it taste like grapes?
That tastes like a box. That tastes like a wet cardboard box.
That doesn't taste like beets at all. Man, Asia has like no idea what shit's supposed to taste like.
That's pretty bad.
Ugh, that one. It's weird because like it has a texture. A lot of this stuff has like the texture of a cheese puff, but like.
Just, you want to take a picture?
I don't like grapes. I don't like grape flavored things.
Oh, then I'm gonna love you not liking this.
Oh, thanks, Nick. This is torture for me.
What the fuck is this? This guy's got like cum around his mouth.
No, it's just his mouth, man. He's got a cummy mouth. All right, so now we're gonna try. I still feel like we didn't do a very good job describing what we're doing.
Okay, so this one, we're just tasting gross candy.
Nick ordered a box of gross candy from Japan, and he's making me eat it because one of Nick's favorite pastimes is watching me not enjoy something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I love when you don't like stuff.
It's got, it's weird. Like this purple package, like it feels like there's like fur inside it.
Like,
is this
grape,
just hair?
Grape fur.
Is this hair?
So the,
is this ball hair? Look at the back of this.
Yeah, it might be.
So oh, this is Japanese.
It's got
for,
like a grape that's like very angry.
No, this is Japanese
that's
for
got purple semen shooting out of its mouth. And then on the back, there's a picture of a nut sack reclining on a chair.
No, the nut sack got sunburned.
Ooh. It's a fucking weird one.
Ooh. Japanese. Ooh. I just pictured like somebody like, ugh, young sapien. Oh, dude. No,
what?
It's two things I fucking hate.
What is it?
Grape-flavored candy and cotton candy.
Oh, really?
I hate cotton candy.
Why?
It's fucking, it's not a, it's nothing. It's fucking nothing. Cotton candy is essentially, you know when you clean out the lint trap of a dryer?
Prepare yourselves for controversy.
You know, like.
Prepare yourselves for controversy.
Candy is just fucking dryer lint with sugar on it. It's fucking disgusting. Look at this. Look at this. And it comes out in little sheets of shit. Look at that.
Give me one.
Oh, well, let me get a photo of this bullshit. Nick ordered dryer lint from Japan. Ooh. Let's fucking make Patrick eat it. Here, get your own. Get your own out. I've been digging in my nose all morning. All right. Let's fucking... You want to look at my face while I do this? Why? Egg, oh.
It's got Pop Rocks in it.
Dude, I'm a fucking pro. Dude, it's so fucking bad. I hate cotton candy.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Well, Nick found... It's like, it does have fucking Pop Rocks in it, doesn't it? Nigga, I had a soda not too long ago. Is my stomach gonna explode?
Oh shit.
Oh my god, a fucking small Asian man's gonna pop out of my stomach.
Holy shit.
Who entered a dryer rent? Alright, oh god, dude, that fucking sucked.
Right. Let's break it up then.
No, man, pop them chocolate ones open.
Here's
dude.
Some testicles.
Yeah?
You want the chocolate pancake?
Let's do the chocolate pancake things, man. Let's try to close this out with something I might enjoy, because that last one made me fucking angry.
Oh, we've got miles to go, my friend.
We're gonna eat. I'm not eating all this today, man. Let's spread it out. This is probably the most like edible. Get that packaging in there. Probably the most like the one I'm most excited about. Is it chocolate or is it like Nutella? What's the flavor going on?
I don't
here?
Know. You ready?
All right, what is that? What if it's like beets? These are actually really good.
Yeah, that's not bad. I bet the listeners are fucking freaking out.
I don't care. I've never given a shit about those people.
I hate, fucking hate them.
All they ever do is...
It's not bad.
Oh, I like that one a lot. All they ever do is go out with their children and wives and have events. And they want to talk about it on the internet. All
right. We'll get a couple more.
All right.
So this one looks like a testicle.
That one's hard to go down, though. The pancake one? Dry. Yeah, it is kind of dry.
What do you think this is?
Let me take a gander.
No, this looks really gross.
What is it? Let's eat it.
I don't know. It looks gross.
Ooh, this one looks fucking terrible. Let's put it in our mouths. All right, so...
That one looks like little nut sacks, doesn't it?
It looks like little Terrence and Phillips. All right.
More candy.
Ew, dude, look at the back. Oh, it's like it's an like, egg, it's got like a dude. Juicy, they're supposed to be like eggs.
It's got like a juicy center.
Oh, my God. These look fucking horrible. I can't wait to fucking ingest this shit. What if these all give us diarrhea?
Oh, dude. You're getting diarrhea.
Oh, look at them, dude. They come in little balls. Oh, hey, man. Do you want to go see Meshuggah and High on Fire with me and Part-Time Drew?
I want to go do anything.
Dude, they look like little titties, dude.
Do they?
Yeah, man.
I love little titties. You know, little titties are one of my favorite things.
That is actually a true fact. Nick loves little titties.
I do. I love little titties.
All right, eat one of these little bastards. Get one of these little bad boys in your mouth, man. Pop that titty. All right, put it in your mouth. Ready? Go. Just put it in.
Not as gross as I thought it would be. No. I fucking hate the texture.
It's like a jelly bean with no candy coating.
Is it like gum?
I already ate mine. That one's like a Lemonhead and a Starburst, man.
I don't like that.
I'll eat that one. I kind of like that one.
I don't like that texture.
I like it because it's got nibbles on both sides. Look. Look at that. Put them together.
So here's wee-wee on it. Here's one. This has got a guy in a tree, and he's...
Oh, that's a Charlie.
What?
That's a Charlie. When an Asian man gets in a tree, it's called a Charlie.
There's a guy in a tree, like, throwing seeds... into the tree?
No, those are grenades. And
then there's like a there's a woman looking at into a pot and a guy about to murder her with an axe.
Yeah, this one's called Round Eye Revenge. That's what this is. Yeah, this is the Round Eye Revenge candy. Oh my God, this artwork's awesome.
Kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, let's pop these bad boys open. First off, what do you think they taste like?
Murder. What's up, bitches? Ugh.
I bet these taste like the furnace at an abortion clinic.
Oh my God.
What? They look like little croutons. I hate croutons. All right. Down the hatch. 100% flavorless.
Like a lot of Japanese food.
You know what these taste like?
What?
Bugles.
Yeah, these are boring.
Yeah, those suck. Give them here. I'll eat them. You know how much I love things that don't have flavors.
Yeah, that's true.
What's that one with the panda going, ooh?
What the fuck is this?
Let's open it. Let me see the packaging.
It's a strawberry fish.
Let me see. No, it's foamy. I'm not eating foamy candy. I learned my lesson the first time. That one's all you. Ugh. So what else have you been doing, man? How's work going?
It's okay.
Yeah. I hear that. That's what I'm talking about. What's this one?
I don't know.
I think this might just be the dryer packs. You know what I'm talking about? The moisture ones?
Desiccant.
That's what I'm talking about. You can eat that stuff and be fine. You won't die. Part-time drinker to test that. What's that?
Dried fish.
No. Yes. Open it. Let's do it.
Dude, I can't.
How do you know it's dried fish?
It looks like fish fillets.
It looks
dried.
Like pussy lips, dog. You don't want to eat on these dried-ass pussy lips?
I love dried pussy
Stretch
lips.
Them out. Flatten them up.
What?
Dude, this looks like fucking... Nick ordered a bunch of candy, and they threw in a free bag of labias. Oh, this looks like my taint. Look at this. Nick.
Ew.
I'm eating it. Oh, that is an awful smell.
That's fish?
That is fish, boy.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm gonna eat this fish Triscuit. Hey, you know who I talked to yesterday?
Who?
I was gonna say Tristan, but I'd be lying. All right, so, here we go. Nope. Absolutely not. No. Nope.
What did it taste like?
No.
I just want to smell it.
But you're going to have to get that. You're going to have to throw that away in a fire. That tastes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Hey, dogs. Dogs, eat that.
Okay. We got one last one.
Okay. Oh, look at fucking Duchess just ate that shit up. What do you got there? What are you doing? What'd you get, Nick? Which one's that?
So this one looks like a beef jerky.
Oh, I don't want to eat red meat, man.
What? It's just a bite.
Okay. But that bite had a fist. Excuse me. I'm so fucking sorry. You all right with that packaging, Nick? Is it like a Slim Jim? Is it a Skinny James?
Yeah.
That's what I call Slim Jims.
It's like a Skinny James.
So it's like dick skin.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's just like a Slim Jim.
Tastes like summer sausage. Did you ever get those at Christmas time? You rich fuck.
Crimin time.
What do you want to talk about, man?
Crimin time for kid. For bitches that get raw.
Nick, you're the
news. Bitches that be getting raw.
You're the news story.
So I've got a news story. About a guy that's been shitting other people's pants.
Which is a thing that I always talked about happening.
So, here we go. A man attacked a woman on the Upper East Side, this is in New York, by bizarrely stuffing a bag of feces down her shorts, police said.
So, this guy took a dump in a bag and then tried to put it in another woman's pants.
Did successfully.
What did he hope to accomplish? Like, is there any reason? Did he give a reason for why he did
not
it?
Not sure. Surveillance video shows the 27-year-old victim on her cell phone on East 74th Street near First Avenue at about 6 p.m. Monday, when the attacker approached her from behind. Wearing gloves, he grabbed the woman's shorts at the waist and shoved the bag of excrement down the back. After a brief struggle, he peeled off his latex gloves and tossed them into the street as he fled. It was not clear whether the bag contained human waste or animal feces.
So, why? There's no reason for it?
I mean, probably because it's funny.
So this guy did he get caught?
Yes. So here's a follow-up story.
Okay.
Homeless man behind poop attack gets busted. A feces-flinging fanatic who attacked two women on Monday has been captured in a Brooklyn homeless shelter after cops received a tip late Thursday, sources said. Charges are pending against the man.
What was the tip?
I don't know.
Do you think that they, like, he showed up and he was, like, the new guy in the home, and they were just kind of like, that new guy keeps shitting in bags, trying to put it in our pants. And then one of the guys pulled out his newspaper pillow and was like, I remember seeing this. And he pulls this pillow out, and it's made out of newspaper. He's like, you're that guy.
You're the 6th Street shitter. Police have not officially named the man, but sources identified him as 42-year-old Equin Hill. In the first attack, a 33-year-old woman was walking when she was struck by feces in the face and torso. Then at about 6 p.m., a 27-year-old woman was attacked on East 74th Street near First Avenue when a man came up behind, grabbed her waist, and made a dung deposit down her pants.
Where was this story? Where'd you get
buttocks,
the story?
Then tossed the appearance by a pair of gloves. Huh?
So he squeezed her butt cheeks, threw some shit in her pants. Or did he squeeze her butt cheeks first, or did he...
I think he squeezed her butt cheeks after.
So what he's doing is he's dropping poopy into other people's pants and then squeezing their butt cheeks together as a way to, like, look what you did. Like, does he think the bag pops open and the poopy falls out?
I don't know. It's so fucking funny.
So is it his poopy or is it animal poopy? Where do you just find animal poopy? You got to read it out loud, Nick. You can't just read to your face.
No, I was just watching a video.
Of the guy putting the poopy in there? Is that surveillance footage of him doing it?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And then he just pushed her down! Fucking big brother.
He shit her pants.
Hey man. I had an idea for a sketch that I want to write. I watched about 9 hours of American Pickers yesterday. You ever watch that show? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like it or not, but like most things, I'm not sure.
You think that girl is good looking?
Which one?
The one that they talk to?
Not at all.
One with the tattoos?
Not at all.
Really?
I'm not into chess pieces. It's kind of a deal breaker for me.
But she didn't have the chest piece.
Probably not. Because she has her hands tattooed and her knuckles tattooed. That just means that when that show's over, I'm going to have to provide her a life. I don't want to be part of that. I think too logically about it, man. I don't think that she's... I'm not into, like, rockabilly chicks, really. So when I see chicks like that, I don't really think it's that attractive. Yeah, eat that purple fucking pubic hair. It's fucking disgusting, Nick. It's so bad. But I was watching American Pickers, and I thought about how funny it would be if you took them to, like, Target and, like, let them pick stuff off the wall and try to haggle with associates. And they were just, like, really, really descriptive. Like, oh, this is a Merona plaid from 2015. This is high quality. What do you got? They always ask that. What do you got on this one? And the associate would be like, it's $19.99. I'll give you $8. That's retail. I thought that'd be a funny sketch. Duchess! I've also been writing, I've been working on, like, my second, like, comic book type thing that's, like,
What about your first comic? What's
it's done! Talk to Matt! Shots fired! That's the thing kids are saying now. Shots fired! I don't really, like I told you, man. I don't know. That's what I'm talking about, you know? I don't know.
I can't breathe.
I'm working on something called, Dad Squatch.
Dad Squatch?
It's called Dad Squatch. Trademark, don't steal it. And what it is it's pretty much all the autobiographical stories of me and my dad where we got in fights or he did something ridiculous and I got in trouble for it. And I think it would be – people have a hard time believing all the stories that I tell about my dad. So I just thought that if I just write the stories verbatim and then turn my dad and change him into a Bigfoot in the story, that it would be more believable and it would be fun if it was just kind of like, oh, Dad Squatch.
That's awesome.
So that's something I'm working on. What have you been up to, man? Duchess, no, come here. I didn't need to snap. Sorry.
Working a lot.
How's that going? Anything more positive coming out of it? It's a Sunday. Let's keep it up. Let's keep the energy up. I gotta go car shopping.
Not really. Things have kind of been shitty, but they'll get better. We've been working a lot.
You've been working out a lot?
I've been hanging out, yeah. I've been going to the gym.
Neck's looking thick, boy.
Well, that's probably from fast food.
That was a compliment, man.
Well, thank you. I've been hanging out with some friends and stuff, trying to, you know, keep myself distracted.
Told you, man. Gotta stay busy.
I have been watching some wrestling.
I'm all ears.
So there's this guy at work who, I know it's not the same thing, but he went through a divorce recently. A pretty painful divorce. And he's got a son. And
did he make her take it?
No.
He's going to keep it?
Yeah, he keeps it half the time.
I don't understand that. Son, life gave him an out. Why did he fucking not go running for the hills? That's why I stopped playing Fallout 4.
Why?
At the beginning of the game, your wife gets killed, and they take your kid away. And then you get unfrozen. I was like, fucking jackpot! And they're like, no, you gotta go find your son. And I was like, fucking no, I don't! I'm not doing that! And then I got to the part of the game where it's like, you have to go looking for him, or you can't do anything else. And I was like, I'm done playing this game. I don't care. I don't want to do that.
Very principled, Patrick.
Just fucking, no. The game sucked anyway. Go ahead.
So, I've been hanging out with him, and his son loves wrestling. There is a WWE network.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
Yes. All the people who came into the store with Down syndrome made me help install it on the new tablets. That's not a joke.
And,
whenever somebody came in with Down syndrome and they bought a tablet, I had to install the WWE network app for them. And they were just like, I like wrestling. And I was like, I don't fucking care.
I hope for your sake that hell is not real.
Yeah, rather fucking...
Because you're a fucking... Take it over.
rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. No God, no peace.
Suck 100 dicks.
It's 100 this time, Joe.
Just 100.
So, like, what kind of wrestling? Like, because
WWE.
Because we got some friends who run a podcast called Kick Out at 2, where all they do, like, you know, bands go on tour.
Yeah.
They're just every weekend they go to a different wrestling thing, like, way the fuck out in the middle of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah. And they go do it, they interview people, and that's their episode that week. It's fucking nuts. That's what they do now.
That's fun.
Yeah, I bet it is too. Even though I don't understand wrestling, but they're really into it.
I think I understand wrestling. It's like a soap opera, but for boys.
I have Arrow for that.
What's that?
Arrow.
Oh, yeah, the show.
Arrow. Just watch that show if you want a soap opera for boys.
But it's pretty much like a It's like a soap opera with fighting.
Again.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's like one of my favorite YouTube videos. Look that up, guys. Look up. Go to YouTube, type it. It's still real to me, damn it. It's one of my favorite. My God. I love someone who genuinely loves something to the point where it's like a character flaw. So, like, it's, are you actually like watching wrestling now? Or
just
because I'll never give you shit for it.
Just
I will
when
never.
No, no, no. Just when I'm hanging out with them.
And but, his kid's just like, oh, I want to watch wrestling. Is this kid retarded?
No, his kid's not retarded. He's 7.
But he likes wrestling. It's just a funny, like, out of like, I'm imagining hearing that out of context. He's not retarded. He's 7.
Oh,
I like shit. When you were growing up, was wrestling big?
Yes, it was big to people that I was around, but I didn't like it.
Right. That's, I think we talked about it before. Growing up, like, all my friends loved it.
Yeah, but
and
I had
in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, that shit was like huge. And, like, all my friends fucking loved it. I know Drew and all those guys still fucking love it. It was all that thing of, like, if it was on, I'd watch it with them. I never had any idea what was going on. They were always annoyed by my questions. And they would always get annoyed when I would say, why don't they just kiss? That's how you'd win. Just these guys are obviously giant homophobes. Kiss each other.
D-Generation X.
I remember that.
You remember
I remember DX? NWO.
NWO.
Somewhere Bean is just
New
fucking,
World Order.
Somewhere Bean is sitting in traffic driving Uber just, like, giving the suck it sign because he's so
suck
fucking
it.
Stoked.
Let's take
like,
a break.
Hold on, I'm
still got
this,
another hour. I need another tea.
I'm giving you the suck it sign.
And we'll be back.
Fuck Nick. Fuck Patrick. Fuck through being cool. Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
Check a mic, check. Check.
You want this squid strip?
No, I'm not eating any more of that stuff. We'll eat it again later. That stuff, not a lot of that, Nick. Real bad. How did you fucking come across it? Were you just sitting there and going like, hey, I should look up bad treats or like...
Yeah, I just thought it would be fun. So, and I was on I was on Momazon.
See, what sucks is like, I can't read Japanese, so I don't know that these aren't just like little
pellets
of... I don't even know if these aren't little pellets of poison. I think these are my favorite ones.
I'm definitely not listening to this episode.
The ones that don't taste like anything? They're my favorite
ones. Because
you're
a super taster.
I am! Can we address that? People think that's not a real thing.
No, it's a real thing.
I'm gonna Google it.
So, my taste buds don't work.
Nope.
I'm the opposite of whatever a super taster is. And Patrick has very... he picks up like subtle flavors. I can taste something, and if it doesn't have very much flavor, I know that Patrick will like it. And he can taste something and think it's disgusting and know that I'll like it. Because I have... I really don't think my taste buds work like all the way.
Oh,
because I love shit with like really strong flavors.
But and, like, I love vitamin water because most of it has like a very tame,
yeah,
taste.
It's like mild. So there's this thing called super tasters, or people who can taste subtle flavors.
Oh, like, I've got a definition right here.
Go ahead.
Okay, a super taster is a person who experiences a sense of taste with far greater intensity than average. Women are more likely to be super tasters, as are those from Asia, South America, and Africa. The cause of this heightened response is unknown, although it is thought to be related to the presence of a TASR38 gene, the ability to taste PROP and PTC, and at least in part due
ability
to,
to taste PP,
and at least in part due to an increased amount of fungiform papillae. An evolutionary advantage is unclear. In some environments, heightened taste response, particularly to bitterness, would represent an important advantage in avoiding potentially toxic plant alkaloids. In other environments, increased response to bitterness may have limited the range of palatable foods. It may be a cause of picky eating, but picky eaters are not necessarily super tasters, and vice versa. So, yeah, I'm a super taster. Let's look at the, let's see. Oh, no shit. Check this out, Nick. All right, so,
what?
Although individual food preference for super tasters cannot be typified, documented examples for either lessened preference or consumptions include certain alcoholic beverages. I fucking hate liquor because of the taste. Brussels sprouts, gross. Cabbage, only in Asian food. Kale, I don't fucking ride a fixed gear. I do love coffee. I like green tea. Soy products. I get soy poisoning very easily. Oh,
anise. What's soy poisoning?
You can get there's a tetramine, I think, is a chemical in soy that can give you really bad headaches. Check this out. Carbonated water, which I fucking love. Anise and licorice. I fucking despise that shit.
Anise?
Yes.
That's what licorice gets its flavor from.
Yeah, but I like red licorice. Also, olives are on there. I'm indifferent toward olives.
Hmm.
That's like a food that I'm like, you ask me, hey, Pat, do you love olives? I'm like, I honestly have no opinion. That's like the one thing I don't have an opinion on, Nick. Olives. Whatever.
Controversy.
Don't care.
So I think you're a super taster.
There's no fucking doubt about it. If you bring milk in the room anywhere near me, I'm going to be able to smell it. I'm going to fish it out. I'm going to taste it on my tongue. I'm going to punch you in the lips.
Oh, yeah, you hate milk.
I fucking hate milk. So fucking gross.
Milk?
Let's pump this fucking goo out of this cow's centerpiece and shoot it a bunch of lasers and lights and bleach it a bunch so that you can drink it. If you have to do all that to it, don't drink it. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Now, I know what you're thinking, people. Oh, we got to purify water. That's only because we shit in it and we dump sewage in it. If we weren't doing that, we could just drink the water. What are those? I see the word milky on them, Nick.
No, it says matches.
Let me see. Yeah. Fuck you, it does. It says milky.
It's green tea flavor.
Oh. Nick got more candy. This episode sucks to listen to. I'm having a great time, though. So Nick got more candy, right?
Yeah.
There's like green tea flavored Kit Kats. Well, this one's got all the paper stuck to it. I'm going to love it. All right. This is a green tea flavored chew.
Ready?
Oh, you guys hear that? You don't like that one?
That's gross.
I genuinely enjoy it.
That's disgusting.
I like it a lot.
I'm definitely not listening to this episode.
Mm. Did you ever get your stuff done for Matt's art show?
No.
It was yesterday.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Are you serious? I thought it was next weekend.
No, the games and token ones was last week. Was yesterday. Shit. Yeah, I hope it went well. He posted like a picture of a fucking... You can follow Matt, studio-po.com. You look at his website. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on in his art space. He got a giant video game cabinet and like drew a bunch of shit and got a bunch of designs and like made a custom like video game cabinet.
It's awesome.
It's fucking rad looking, man.
Matt, please try to forgive me. I'm sorry. It's been shitty. I sincerely thought it was next weekend.
I hope he drives here and burns your house down.
I mean, it's not much left you can take from me, so.
Oh, Tyson, shut up.
Tyson, you stupid.
No, don't call him stupid. Stop saying that.
It's just a joke.
I know, but it sounds way more mean. We had a whole episode.
That's why I say it.
Ugh.
He knows I'm joking.
I hope he does. I don't want him to be upset. I've been listening to a lot of Korn lately.
Ooh, rat, that, that. Have you really?
Yeah. I realized that as I'm about to turn 31, there's only like really two constants in my entire like formative years of like having being able to form my own opinions and like outlook and like forming my outlook and my personality and like how I view things. The only two constants in that the entire time has been the unwavering support of my mother in any of my dipshit endeavors and Korn. I've always listened to Korn. It's weird, man. You got anything like that?
Tom Waits, maybe.
I really like this green tea candy. Yeah, boy.
Have you been feeling like a freak on a leash?
Feeling like I have no release, yeah.
Tom Waits, I've always listened to since I was a young child. You know, since I was like 6 or 7, I remember taking my dad's CDs, listening to Rain Dogs. All you Tom Waits fans out there, hit me up. Because I fucking love Tom Waits.
I just can't get into it.
Why?
I think it's goofy.
No, it's not, though. So.
Hey, Floyd! Floyd, basketball cat.
I don't know. I don't know what else, man.
Floyd.
It's really, it's been a rough week.
So talk about it, man. Let's get through it.
I don't know what to say.
Well, fucking work it out. Don't take a turn, Nick. Gotta stay up. Gotta stay posy.
I
just rubbed the cat and I'm rubbing my teeth and I got hair on my teeth. Oh, fucking... Mr. Zog wrote us back.
Oh, really?
He wants more Harry Potter sex fiction.
Oh, that was fun.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was fun.
Let's see if I can find some real quick.
I've been looking at maybe different jobs, like maybe overseas or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
There's not really anything keeping me here.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying, man. Fucking leave it in. So, leave nothing but ashes when you leave. Fuck this place. This town sucks.
I like this town.
Well, I didn't get the response I thought
I
did.
I have traveled all over the United States and been to other countries, and I tell you, this town that we live in, it's pretty fucking good.
It sucks that I have to say I live here now.
Most places are dog shit compared to this town. This is a perfect town. Cost of living is
could not disagree more.
Then leave.
I'm trying to, but you keep getting mad at me every time I tell you I'm trying to move.
No, this is a good place. I love this place.
I don't like Kentucky at all.
That's a good place.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our things.
I've been to other places, and most places are dog shit compared to this place.
Like where?
Where?
Yeah, start naming cities. Chicago,
anywhere
I agree
in Missouri?
With you. Oh, well, Missouri fucking sucks.
Chicago.
Oh, God.
Chicago.
Shit, cargo.
Anywhere in Florida?
I like to visit Florida. I could never fucking live in Florida.
I fucking hate Florida.
Their seasons make
like
no
visiting.
Sense.
I don't even like visiting. The place is nasty. It's fucking gross. It's a gross place.
I know I told this story before, but I remember we were on tour. And we were playing at the... I want to say we were playing in Daytona Beach.
It's where white trash was invented.
The Panhandle? Panhandle is a terrifying
America's
location.
Dick.
Where old people go to die. We were playing in Daytona Beach, and like we were setting up, and Jason's mic check was...
Jason Mantzoukas?
No, Jason Lee, his not the skateboarder, or not the actor, Jason, who sang in Maleficent, and my old band Charade that I was in with him. His his mic check when we were setting up all our equipment was, this town is dirty. Oh my God, this town is dirty. How do you people live here? This town is dirty. And then we played 20 minutes where people crossed their arms and stared at us. They wanted to fucking cut our heads off. So that was fun.
This is good. It's just candy.
I don't like it. Oh, it tastes like toothpaste. Nope, this is the first one I'm spitting out. Nope. Can't do it. This one's bad. Ugh.
Let's see. Anywhere in Alabama, Georgia.
I'll take that back. There are a couple of pockets of Alabama that aren't like the rest of Alabama, so they're not terrible. Huntsville's like a smaller Nashville. I really like that town. And Alabama and Birmingham's not that bad.
Atlanta.
You don't like Atlanta?
No.
You're crazy, dude.
No, it's fucking
horrific. I loved Atlanta.
Horrific.
What about it? Specifically.
It's hot. The traffic sucks.
What time of year is
you? People are loud.
The traffic does suck.
You know what that means?
No, I don't. Nick, what does that mean? Say it. You've been living in Bowling Green too long, you fucking bigot.
The traffic is garbage.
Well, yeah, it's the only place I've ever been where the exits are on both sides of the fucking road.
Man, there's a lot of shitty places. A lot of places more shitty than this.
So you would say that more shitty, thus implying that Bowling Green is in
Hawaii.
Some way shitty?
I've been in Hawaii. That place sucks. It does.
There were four episodes ago, at least, where you were talking about how beautiful it was.
No, that's the Azores.
No, we're not talking about the Azores anymore, because I'm tired of mopping up your tears. You were talking about, you said Hawaii was beautiful.
It is.
We could check it.
I could
check it on here.
It is pretty. It's a pretty place, but it sucks. The traffic is awful.
In Hawaii?
Yes.
They all have coconut cars. What are you talking about?
They've
got rope bridges across palm trees. They don't have roads there.
Everything is outrageously expensive.
Well, it's because they know that fucking the continentals will pay for it.
Yeah, they have to either fly it from the States or from Japan.
What do you think their candy situation is in Hawaii?
I don't know. It's like $50 anytime you want a fucking Werther's Original.
A single Werther's Original is $50 in fucking Hawaii. I don't know, man. Like, I've visited a lot of places, and I've always just thoroughly enjoyed Nashville. I don't know why. I've just always enjoyed it.
Nashville's nice. I like Nashville.
I wouldn't necessarily drop a candle in front of
me. I would consider living in Nashville.
I'd probably live in, like...
Outside. I mean, I'd live outside the city, but...
I would honestly... Like, I know Matt's from White House. Like, Matt grew up there, and I would probably... I could live in, like, White House or Springfield, like, someplace... Outside of Nashville, but like 15 minutes away, I could do that, but I couldn't see myself living in like East Nashville or like actually downtown.
But Bowling Green is a nice town. There's like there's a little bit of shit to do, but not too much. It's nice and quiet.
We have all the chain restaurants.
John Carpenter Jeans is from here.
John, I thought he was from Owensboro.
No, he's from here.
Really?
Yeah.
John Carpenter Jeans?
Grew up here.
John Carpenter, the writer of Halloween.
My grandpa, before he died, used to.
Good God!
He cut his hair when he was a kid.
Who, John Carpenter cut your grandpa's hair when he was a kid?
My grandpa cut John Carpenter's hair.
Oh!
His dad was a music professor at Western.
My dad used to get his hair cut at your grandpa's place.
Really?
Yeah. Until they moved across,
until my grandpa died?
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say that, Nick, but yeah. My grandpa's dead too.
Like everyone else?
No, your grandpa did not leave you. Your grandpa was like, I'm done with this. I'm checking out. I've had a life. Like when old people die, it's fine. It's fine. It's what they do.
He was like, have a week.
It's what humans do. They get old and they die. And I'm okay with that. Are you okay with dying? Let's talk about that.
Yes and no.
No. You won't know you're dead, so what's the fucking matter?
Yeah. Well, I'll be a ghost. I'm planning on being a spook.
I'm going to haunt the shit out of somebody.
Do you think ghosts have ghost sex?
Yeah.
You know
what do you mean, like with humans?
Kesha says that she had sex with a ghost.
Kesha's a fucking idiot.
Controversy.
Didn't she like? Wasn't Kesha booked to play the Hot Rod Stadium, the Bowling Green baseball field, but like Alien Ant Farm and Naughty by Nature?
Yeah.
And then she didn't show up, and everyone got real upset.
Really?
Oh, did you get really upset because you love Kesha so goddamn much?
So I got these feathers in my hair.
If all these people like Kesha, she wouldn't be playing the Bowling Green baseball stadium. Like, stop.
Do you know
it.
About that?
No.
Okay, so there's this TV show called.
Wait, there were girls wearing feathers in their hair. couple years ago. Remember that was a thing?
Yeah.
And everybody at the shop got mad
it's
at me.
Fucking stupid.
There was a whole fucking summer at the shop where like all the girls came in with feathers in their
it's
hair.
It's cultural appropriation.
That's what I said. And they were all like, oh, it's so fucking hot. I was like, really?
Hot?
How?
How is that hot?
They're stealing
stuff.
Oh,
the idea of someone's hair flying away is super sexy.
Oh, I took it in the... I didn't think in terms like their hair turned to wings. I took it as like, oh, fucking... There we go. Let's take more from the Native American people.
Yeah, cultural reappropriation.
Their country wasn't... You know, their land wasn't enough. Let's also take their hairstyle. I'm going to start wearing a goddamn headdress. See what
people do.
Say.
It's fucking offensive.
Who does?
Some people. I've seen
it. Oh, dude.
I've seen it.
Did you see that shit all over Western?
Stupid
oh, you didn't see
cunt.
It, but like, there was this thing at Western where they were holding up photos of like, it'd be a photo of someone holding a photo of like somebody in blackface.
Dude, on the break, can we play Indianer by Bird Cloud?
Sure. I'll play that on the break.
I'm more Indianer than all of y'all.
There's all this stuff going on campus where like people were holding up. Let's start over. My mind's a thousand
Call
times.
Call me on my pine cone. It's my fucking cell phone.
On the bulletin board, there'd be like a poster. And the poster would have like a girl holding a photo. And the photo she was holding would be like a white person in blackface. And then it'd be a black person holding that photo. And the caption would say, this is not a costume. And there was one of like a girl holding up a photo of someone dressed like an Indian. And there was one of like someone holding up a Mexican holding up a photo of someone wearing a sombrero.
A Mexican?
Yeah. Of a Mexican
I'm
guy
just
holding,
kidding.
Holding a sombrero, and it's just like, this is not a costume. And I'm just kind of like, yes, it is. That's a costume. That's what costumes are.
It's a costume, but it's rude.
How's it rude?
Because.
She's, okay, the person wasn't wearing the Indian outfit
said so.
And running around and be like, whoa, 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 whoa. I hate cowboys. I live in a teepee. Ooh. I turn buffalo balls into water jugs. Like, they weren't doing it. They were just dressed like an Indian. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand that. Like, why that's offensive to people.
How is it different than blackface?
What?
How is it different than blackface?
I don't think blackface is even a big thing anymore. I think blackface... Okay. Obviously, you can't have someone just in blackface. Ted Danson. Remember when he was dating Whoopi Goldberg and he wore blackface to the award ceremony?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that happened. Look it
that's
up.
Funny.
It's gross. How's it different than blackface?
See what I'm saying, though?
I mean, I see what you're saying, but it's just kind of like...
You're mocking the culture by making a caricature of what? Them. You're distilling... You're
so what you're saying is if I put on blackface and I put on a tuxedo and I went as Martin Luther King and I didn't like soft shoe or like make a bunch of like racially fueled things, I can't wear that costume?
Right. Because,
why?
Because you can. But because of the history that's behind it. There's a history of minstrel shows where white people would dress as black people in order to mock them, mock their culture. So,
but what if I did it and I didn't mock
you,
them?
When you do that...
What if I dressed like... What if I did blackface
like,
and I put on a Michael Jordan jersey and I just slam dunked on everything?
It's like not dropping something. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So it's like... it's just... It's rude because we... You know, you take this culture...
I didn't.
You take these people, the white people, take these people from their country, okay. Bring them here... Abuse them horrifically and mock them, and then 100 years later, you want to resubject them to these feelings of their history where they were mocked.
But I'm not going to dress like a slave
instead of like being classy and just letting it go.
Why can't I be classy blackface?
And trying to help them move forward as a culture.
That's not my job.
Sort of poking a bear and saying. We still don't take you seriously.
No. I get what you're saying. But I'm saying, like, what if I just all blackface, Shaquille O'Neal jersey shorts, and even Shaquille O'Neal shoes, and just walked around going, yeah, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I'm not making fun of anything. I genuinely like Shaquille O'Neal.
But the history behind it is what makes it offensive.
But that's not my history. Hmm? That's not mine. I didn't do that.
Collectively.
We talked about it a couple of hours ago. I'm tired of fucking feeling bad for being white. I didn't fucking do anything.
You shouldn't feel bad for it, but you shouldn't mock another culture.
That's not mocking. I don't see how that's mocking. But you see what I'm getting at, right? Like, I don't think that's necessarily mocking.
But you can't sever the history from the act. As much as you'd like to, you can't.
I'm going to start.
You can't separate the two.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the first.
I mean, you're more than welcome to. You're not going to offend me. I'm not black.
But what if a black person wears white face and then just wears like a sweater
again,
vest?
There's not a history behind that.
Behind them making fun of white people?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a black comedian?
But there's no... Black people never tied up white people, put them on a boat, and then dressed up as white people and mocked them to their friends.
Yet.
So it's probably not going to hurt your feelings, right?
What do you mean?
Now, if your great-grandma was tied up by black people...
Shh. Say it slower.
Shipped over here.
Oh, yeah.
Mocked, abused, raped. And then they would dress up as your great-grandma
mm-hmm.
and mock her to their friends, to each other. You probably might be a little bit butthurt about it.
Not as hurt as her
even though,
was.
It didn't directly happen to you.
Right.
But it's your culture.
I see. I get what you're saying, but it's also one of those things where I'm kind of like...
If you're the winner,
yeah.
You don't gloat. It's classless.
Well, I was going to wear a Shaquille O'Neal Orlando Magic jersey where he was never a winner. He was a loser the whole time. I wasn't going to mock. I was just going to wear that and talk about how much I don't like Kobe Bryant. And
then you know what I'm saying, though?
I get what you're saying. I'm just...
It's kind of classless. Yeah, technically, yeah, you didn't do it. But that's... You can't sever the history from the act.
Kevin Barnett has a really funny bit about this where he talks about he went that because he's black, he can't be a superhero for Halloween because he's always black that or black this. And he was like, I can never be Wolverine for Halloween. They're like, oh, look, it's black Wolverine. And I'm just Wolverine, man. I get what you're saying, but also like, I don't know, man. I just... I'm very strange on racial issues because I never really
separate it.
But I can.
You can't remove the history.
But I can. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so you're the one white guy that's not offended by blackface. But
there's plenty of them, I guarantee it.
But there's tons of black people that are going to be offended by it.
Why? I'm just Shaquille O'Neal. Because
the history.
Like Shaquille O'Neal. I just want to be Shaquille O'Neal for Halloween. And I like to commit to things. And I can't.
So, don't put paint on.
But then they're just going to be like, "Oh, look, it's white Shaquille O'Neal." They'll be like, "Hey, look at that. That's Mark Price." When I'm wearing a Mad jersey, and they'll turn and be like, "It's fucking Shaquille. You can't be Shaquille O'Neal. You're white. You're Mark Price."
I see your.
I'm
point.
I'm not poking a bear. I'm like,
I see
I'm,
your point.
I'm like seriously, just kind of like.
But I'm just saying it's a classless act, is what I'm saying. Yeah, technically, I get it, but it's classless.
So racial guilt's disqualifying me from ever being able to commit to my Shaquille O'Neal costume.
Should.
Hmm?
It should.
Why?
If you're not an asshole. So it's just an unwritten thing. You just don't do that.
I'm sure it's written
because of the history. Give it 500 more years.
I don't have 500 more years. It was 200 years ago.
I thought you were a vampire.
God, why can't people just get over stuff?
Paul Mooney,
I'm joking, but that getting over it was a joke. Fucking please don't think I'm serious about that.
And all that shit is still like, I don't like the word institutionalized racism, but
oh, that's a fucking thing.
It's fucking institutionalized.
Institutionalized racism is 100% a thing. Hillary Clinton,
yeah, but it's
super predator. It's look that up.
It's overused. I don't like to use it. But,
well, Hillary
but,
Clinton
I mean,
referred
it's
to
really,
crime
it's,
in the inner city as
it's
super
true.
Predators.
Do you remember when I was dating that girl that lived in White House and
yes.
We were, my car broke down. I was driving a Nissan Altima. So, me and my buddy were.
When the fuck were you driving an Altima then?
Huh? My first car was an Altima.
I thought you had that red Grand Prix.
Yeah, but this was an Altima.
Okay.
The Grand Prix was the last one before. But anyway, we were in White House. We stopped. I stopped with my buddy who was black. We were doing in construction in Nashville. It was on the way.
Oh, okay. I remember.
So we stopped. And we stood out there for probably 15 minutes, and then he goes, oh, I know what it is. He got in the car, and as soon as I realized he was like, because he knew that because he was black, nobody was fucking stopping in white bread White House, Tennessee. As soon as he got in the car,
jokes aside, it lives up to its name.
Yeah. Not 3 minutes after he got in the car, somebody stops. No shit. Yep.
Wow.
We were out there for like 15 minutes trying to get, because I think my cell phone was
so
there.
So you have been subjected to racism before?
I haven't been subjected to it. I've seen it.
That's what I meant. Like you've witnessed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Because when you were first talking about had you never seen it? I was like, Nick, you had to have seen it. Like, it's just impossible. The crew, like our circle of friends, that you haven't seen it go down.
So you have been witness seen it to it in a way that you described it, and definitely not in Bowling Green. Boop.
Leave that Dude, out. You've said that a million times. Like, there's everybody knows you live in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
No,
everybody fucking knows. There's like, there's no way to like, it's we've said this about every episode. There's no way to get around it. You're so concerned. We need to start getting our photo out there. We need to start pushing this.
No, I don't want my picture.
All right, fine. I'm just going to put in a picture of Charlie Brown then. I'm going to make flies out of my face and Charlie Brown on there.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, I've seen racism. And I'm... Excuse me. Anyway, it's ever-present. And so you just don't... You don't... If your culture fucked up another culture, you don't gloat about it.
Mine didn't. I'm Irish. I wasn't even over here for that.
Hmm?
We weren't even over here for that.
Yeah, but your race.
Hmm?
Your race, your ethnicity.
I get that, but like...
It's just rude. It's just shitty. I mean, yeah, technically, yeah, you can do it. It's fucking free country, but it's just shitty. It's not nice.
What?
Just like... you know, if a Native Native American wants to, like, dress up as a white guy and be like, oh, I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I'm a white bread fuck. Yeah, okay, let it go. Because they didn't fucking march us on a trail of tears and, like, kill half of your culture.
More than half, dude.
Yeah, or most of your culture. So, I mean, yeah, let it go.
I think that's why I have a hard time... This is going to sound terrible.
It's rude.
I have a hard time accepting that kind of like mindset of like, I can't do that because of what happened.
So because it's not, you
know, but it sounds like
it's
I have
not that
no,
you can't, it's right. That you shouldn't because it's not nice.
Right. But what I'm saying is my entire family, like our entire family tree has no bounds to the United States prior to like 1910.
They don't know that.
What?
They don't know that.
Who?
Whoever it is you offend.
Right, but what I'm saying is like that's why like people ask me like, oh, you say some pretty funny horrible shit. I'm like, well, that's because I wasn't here till like 90 years ago. So like when all that shit happened, it's like no one in my bloodline had anything to do with that.
But
so I have a hard time being like, oh, I can't do this because of that. I'm like, right. I didn't fucking do
but
it.
I didn't. Okay. Came over here as indentured servants.
So did we.
So, but you don't have time to explain that to all 150 people you offend in that 30-minute. Segment of the
I've never been in a place where I've encountered especially you. I've never been in this town anywhere where I've encountered 150 people in 30 150 black people in 30 minutes unless it's the welfare line. I will edit that out.
So it's a made-up number, but do you see what I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah.
You can't why what purpose would it serve
because I'm Shaquille O'Neal
to go up to like to them, oh, it's okay because my people came over here as indentured servants. Oh, it's okay because my people came over here as indentured servants. Just don't fucking do it. It's rude.
I want to dress like Shaquille O'Neal.
I mean, you can.
I'm just seeing
Kristen Wiig dressed up as Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan and came out with a bald wig on, but not in blackface because she's not a piece of shit.
But Michael Jordan's black.
Huh? He knows that.
Yeah, well, she can't commit to a bit like I can. I think I don't like her anymore.
I think she's hilarious.
I don't think I like Kristen Wiig anymore. It's just a subjective opinion I made up.
I don't think she cares.
Well, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to send her an email. Here. I'm not eating anymore.
This one's corn flavored.
No, I'm not eating anymore of that stuff, man. It's bad. Nick, you're not going to get me. You're not going to convince me anymore of these Cheeto Puff things. Yeah, dude. Look at your fucking face.
Weird.
Yeah, that one smells like socks.
Weird.
Yeah. What I don't like about this Japanese candy is the textures don't match the flavors. And
that
makes me uncomfortable.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
That is corn flavored.
That smells. No, I'm not eating it. No, I'm not eating any more of your weird, hey, taste this. It smells like.
It's not bad. It's just
this
really
one
fucking
smells
strange.
And tastes like shoes that have been used in the river. Eat these.
This one's pussy flavored.
Oh, dude. Why isn't there pussy flavored
candy? Because Lorenzo ate it all. Pussy.
Hey, Rebecca, sorry you didn't get cast as Miss Marvel.
Do what?
Rebecca posted a really funny series of photos where like she was in her Miss Marvel outfit and the caption was just kind of like, just waiting for the call. Cause she was acting like she had auditioned for Captain Marvel in the new Marvel movie. She didn't get it.
Oh really?
Yeah. Do you like cosplay?
No.
Strong stance.
It's not for me.
Why not? Why don't you like it?
I don't know. It's not for me. It just feels like super fucking nerdy.
I don't mind that.
It's
so
okay.
Much.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat, but it doesn't really interest me.
I admire the time it takes to make those suits. so that they fit you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of that shit's got to be like custom made. So I appreciate the art aspect of it.
Because most of the people that do it are so fat.
I did not say that. I did not. That is something that you said. You said that, Nick.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding.
I just... We talked about why I don't like Halloween.
Why?
Comfortable.
Huh?
I like to be comfortable.
Okay.
I can't be comfortable in a costume.
Why?
Because I can't really embody Shaquille O'Neal unless I can do it black-white. Like, no, just, I can't wear a costume and be comfortable. I don't like being... Same reason I don't like wearing dress clothes a lot. I don't think a lot of dress clothes are comfortable.
What if your costume is a guy in a Snuggie?
Hmm?
What if your costume is a guy in a Snuggie?
Why can't I be a black guy in a Snuggie?
It was. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. So I'm a black guy in a Snuggie?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I have I have a Snuggie. It's
but
pink.
But not in blackface.
No, that doesn't count for me. I'm wearing a... I have a Snuggie, and it's pink. It's a breast cancer wearing a Snuggie. So why can't I wear blackface and be an African-American man who lost his wife to breast cancer? And I have to be African-American because my wife is white in that story. So I have to be black.
Why can't it be a guy who left his wife?
Hmm?
Why can't it be a black guy who knocked a girl up and left his wife?
See, you just made it racist. I was making a fact.
I'm just saying, why can't it be that?
Because that's not my costume. It's not how I interpret it. That's your interpretation. That's you projecting your racism onto me, which is just like what would happen if I wore an all-black body, wore my Shaquille O'Neal outfit, went to a Halloween party, people are getting upset. You're projecting your interpretation of my costume onto me. That makes you racist.
And you're going to take the time to explain that to every single one of them?
Have you ever met me? Have we ever had a discussion, Nick? Have you ever seen me back down from trying to prove that I'm right?
Hold on. Let me explain to you why I'm not being an ass.
Just like when I was trying to explain why I kind of understand why someone would want to fuck their own daughter.
Yeah, because it's fucking hot.
No, because if you have a daughter, she probably looks like your wife, who you thought was real hot when you met her at 19. So when your daughter turns 19, you're like, man, she fucking looks a lot like her mom. I remember when her mom looked like that. That's all I'm saying.
Donald Trump said it.
What?
He said he'd fuck his daughter.
All right, let's take a step back. I'm not saying I support fucking your daughter. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that in my head, I kind of get where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're
a monster.
You're in a proud group of people who, a long line of daughter fuckers. There's that crazy guy in Europe. Remember that chained his daughter to the radiator in the basement? Had a bunch of kids with her.
He wasn't tied. He built an underwater underwater.
Yeah, it was like in a basement.
No, he built an underground
fuck palace.
Yeah,
fuck dungeon.
Fritz, you're talking about Fritz.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the only book I've stopped reading because I said out loud reading that book. This is too real.
This is too. Hot.
This guy
I
fucking,
am too fucking
Fritz
hard
built
right
an
now.
Underground compartment, like this underground like bunker underneath his house. And when his daughter turned, I think 16,
the hottest age,
he told his wife that the daughter ran away. He had actually locked her downstairs in this bunker that he had built with electronic doors and locks so she couldn't get out, and kept her down there for 18 years. Went down and routinely fucked her and impregnated with a bunch of babies. A couple died, and none of the kids that were ever born in that bunker or lived in that bunker ever saw the sun. Until they fucking got, like, they got freed by the cops. Because Fritz had to take the daughter to the hospital.
So they didn't know any different. What's the big deal?
They had TV. That's the big deal. He ruined it by giving them TV. So they were able to have a point of reference. You know who had cable?
Who?
Those kids in an Austrian bunker. You know who doesn't have cable? The guy sitting across the table from you. I don't even have cable.
We'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I want to take one more break.
Okay, dude, I got like 15 minutes.
Just give me a minute.
Oh, you always take minutes. Where are you going now?
I want tea.
Why don't you make a giant cup of tea? I'm not stopping. All right, so while Nick makes tea for the third time because he doesn't know how big cups work. Nick, you could just make a big cup. Nick. You just get a bigger cup. Nick keeps making shots of tea. So thanks everybody for listening. Really appreciate it. You can follow us at TB Cool Podcast or on Twitter at TB Cool Podcast, Instagram Through Being Cool Podcast. You should listen to our friend shows. Kenny and Wes have a show called the KWW Podcast. You can find it by searching Kinky Wet and Wild. You can also find the Big Shiny Podcast. You can find Hello Sweetie Podcast.
What are you doing?
to I'm doing plugs because you walked away.
I'm not closing.
I know, but I had nothing else to do, so I started talking about this. You can send us emails through beingcool@gmail.com.
You can go to hell.
Oh my god.
So
people that I okay, I'm gonna try
what's
to
what's a have we talked about fuckboys?
No.
What's a fuckboy?
Well, it's Urban Dictionary. What's a fuckboy?
What the fuck is a fuckboy?
Let's look it up. I want to say that I think a fuckboy is... I'm just going to Google fuckboy. And then I'm going to put Urban Dictionary at the end of it. I think it's just a new way of calling somebody a bitch. Urban Dictionary.
You're not a fuckboy, are you?
Nah, dog. I ain't no fuckboy. Oh, God. Of course.
Look at these things.
What are those? I'm done. I'm done with that stuff. A fuckboy is a weak-ass pussy that ain't about shit. Example. Look at that weak-ass fuckboy.
I mean, you could use that. You could say that sentence with anything.
Hey, are you familiar with edging?
Edging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. The guy that mows my lawn.
Nope.
The company that mows my lawn. They,
Nope.
They edge the...
Already wrong.
They edge the driveway.
You're very, where very
they take,
wrong.
You take a weed eater or an edger. There's a tool specifically made for it. And you turn it on its side.
Could not be more wrong.
It's pointed directly at the ground, making like a 45-degree angle. And then you trim along the edge. That is called edging.
Hey, Nick. Nick from Two Shots. You having fun fucking jerking your dick to lawn talk with Nick? That's fun to you? Actually, no. That's not what I was talking about at all. I'm talking about sexual edging. You know what that is?
No.
You really don't know?
No.
You really have no idea?
No,
you're
really
smiling. Do you really not know what it is?
No, I'm excited.
Okay, I'm reading. It sounds like a fucking bummer. You ready for it?
Ready.
Edging. Coming nearly close to climax or ejaculation, then purposely stopping sexual stimulation in order to delay the same.
Why?
So that the ultimate climax will be more intense. Why would you do that?
That's the worst.
Isn't that like... That's blue balls though, right?
It's like soaking.
What is that? You've mentioned it before. I don't think you've ever defined it. No, you've never actually
defined
it for me.
Soaking is where you get hard,
okay,
and you put your penis into some dumb bitch's twat.
Good God!
And you just
good Lord.
A smart girl wouldn't do this.
Oh, so this is for dumb girls?
Yeah,
cool girls. Some chicks are cool,
some
man.
Some chicks are cool. And you just let it. You just leave it there. You just leave your hard cock inside of her. But you don't. You don't go back and forth.
Speaking of hard cocks, I don't think the question Joe had last week got enough attention.
What?
You're fucking, right?
Yeah.
You're fucking a girl real hard.
Couldn't happen.
Oh, Nick, don't say that on a long enough timeline. Anything's possible. So Joe had a question last week. What would we do if we were having sex with a girl so hard that our dicks went up into us and then we were stuck with vaginas? What would you do?
Laundry. Oh!
I'd become a maid. No, I would fucking... Would you... Okay, so your dick goes away and you get this vagina, right?
Yeah.
Now, aside from writing a really bad punk rock album about it, same joke from last week, where are you going?
I might tee!
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm going to stop coming over here if you don't start making bigger cups of tea. Nick! Get a bigger cup!
It won't fit.
Yes, it will! Get a bigger cup. Oh my God. Get a bigger cup.
It won't fit.
What won't fit? You can get a bigger cup than that.
A bigger cup than that doesn't fit in the...
A wider cup will fit in that.
Well, I don't know. Where can you get a wider cup?
You can get a wider... I don't know. Where do you white fucks get your wider cups? I don't fucking know, Nick. You're on at Mamazon all the time. Type in wide ass cups.
God.
God damn it. All right, so... You're having sex. Your dick goes up in you, right? Aside from writing a terrible punk rock album about it, what would you do? Would you start? What other changes would you make? Would you start wearing ladies' undies?
No.
Why? You would keep wearing boxers.
Probably.
Why? As like a...
I wear boxer briefs.
Well, so do I. No, I wear straight up briefs.
I don't know.
Because the way when my balls got hurt.
Because I don't
my
feel
gentleman.
Like a woman. Shania Twain.
No, that's not her. Her, she was man. I feel
like
a woman.
Nah, nah, nah,
you wouldn't wear ladies' underwear?
No.
Why?
You're a lady now.
No.
Embrace it.
No, just because I have a different genitals does not make me a lady.
Oh, are we doing that whole gender fluid bullshit?
It's not. I mean,
I'm sorry. Oh, God, that was a terrible thing to say.
I don't, just because I have a pussy doesn't make me, like, want to be pretty, like, be a pretty girl. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, just because my dick turned into a pussy doesn't mean that, like, I'm going to want to, like, put on fucking makeup and, like,
no, I'm not saying
walk
that.
Around in high heels.
I'm just saying wearing the appropriate gear underneath.
Put fucking dental floss in my asshole.
Who? What?
Thongs.
Oh, yeah. Do you like thongs?
All I can think is, how do they not get shit on them?
God, that's all I think about too. Is like, I just imagine that string just gets.
To me, it's not sexy.
No, I just imagine that string is just.
Unless it's the first
shit.
Time that you've worn them.
No. Unless you just put it on to let me look at you wearing one, I'm not a fan of it.
No,
could you imagine a thong after like a daily use of getting sandwiched between fucking butt cheeks? I don't care how clean you are, moisture is gonna collect, and you're gonna be able to wring that little fucking piece out.
And I'm gonna say something that's probably okay. I'll say it this way.
Don't even preface
it. If a girl wears a thong, she's probably cool. I mean, she'll probably let you
fuck her.
In my experience, if a girl wears a thong, she's probably one of the guys, if you know what I'm saying. She's probably been gangbanged before.
That is a broad stroke that you just made. I just think that if you're wearing a thong...
If a girl wears it to be sexy, that's one thing. If a girl's wearing them on like a regular basis, she's probably one of the cool kids.
I've been told that with the new thing of yoga pants, well, it's not new at this point, it's old hat, but like the chicks wearing the workout
pants.
If
they say, oh, I don't want panty lines,
that's
my
what
workout
I keep,
pants?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's what I keep hearing. That's what they say they wear them for, is they don't have panty lines.
Yeah.
But my thing is like, okay, cool. The absence of panty lines just lets me know you're wearing a thong. I still know what kind of underwear you're wearing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's what I'm getting at. Let's all just stop wearing underwear.
How do you keep pee-pee from getting on your pants?
Don't piss your pants. What?
You don't get little dribbles?
No.
Well, I've got such
I'm 31 years old. I've been pissing standing up for like 28 years.
I've got
such
a long
dick
that there's usually some residual left in it.
Like in the tube?
In the tube. In your urethra.
My urethra. Our urethra. Our urethra Franklin.
That usually I'll get like some dribbles. Some little drip drops. Then you're going to have pissy pants.
No.
Who's going to fuck you if you got pissy pants on?
One of those girls with a thong?
Probably.
I don't have to. Like, I started wearing khakis to work again. And, because my thing is like, if I'm going to wear short sleeves, I'm going to wear khakis. I want to maintain some sort of professionalism.
You didn't start wearing like silver britches like that one motherfucker you met?
Oh my God, no. We can't talk about that guy. No.
God, you brought him up.
No, I didn't. Not on the show. You just brought him up. I didn't bring him up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, if I'm wearing short sleeves and my tattoos are visible, I try to wear
short
khakis.
Short sleeve, dress, shirt.
Try to wear khakis so it looks like somewhat of a business professional. But like... all these dudes I've seen wearing like khaki pants and stuff, like you'll see little pee dribbles in the front of their pants. And I'm just kind of like, guys, get your fucking shit together.
You gotta be king of the khakis.
Yeah, just fucking don't pee your pants. Like, fucking wipe your dick off. I'll pat my dick off.
Remember Vomitus?
P-bib, man. P-bib.
Remember Vomitus Prime?
Yes.
He said if you go to the bathroom in khakis and you don't get a little bit of pee on your pants, when you come out, you have to yell king of the khakis. So that means that even Bill... from Vomitus Prime.
God, I missed that show.
Even Bill would get a little bit of pee dribble on his pants sometimes.
I think if I had a vagina, I would wear ladies' underwear because I like to feel like my privates are up and protected, which is why I wear briefs.
Yeah.
So if my pee pee made itself into a shishi, which is what I call ladies' vaginas, I call them shishis, that I would wear underwear that would keep my shishi handled and up. Because I would always be afraid that, oh my God, if it's in there, it's going to fall out.
That your dick pussy would fall out? Would you start fucking guys?
No, no.
If that happened to you, would you fuck me?
No. That's not how that would work. You'd have to fuck me.
Well, but would you let me fuck you?
No. Not that good of a friend. We've been through that.
Just in your lady pussy. I wouldn't touch your butt or anything.
I'd still feel your dick, which your dick would technically be rubbing on the inside of my dick. Because that's how it would happen. No.
I wouldn't like try to kiss you or something gay. Would you keep your beard?
Yeah, because like you said, it wouldn't make me want to like shave my face or wear makeup. I just want to make sure my shishi's handled. Like, it's up and protected.
Would you at least let me, like, touch it?
No. I'd show it to you all the time, but I wouldn't let you touch it. I'd always have it out. Because that's a fucking...
I'd turn around and you'd be like, look at my pussy!
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, check out this vagina I got. Look at this vagina I gave myself.
Check out my pusshole.
Emily would be stoked.
Why?
Because fucking... I don't think she likes my penis. That's fine.
Your penis?
Yeah. I don't think my penis is a fucking deal breaker for her. I think if my dick went away, we'd probably get along better. I honestly think that. Because she would be like...
You know what happened to me? Instead of my dick going away.
Oh, god damn it.
My girlfriend went away.
You're gonna be fine. The Knight Riders are fucking on your side, man.
Knight Riders, if you're really dedicated, come over here and have sex with me.
Oh, my god. Our audience is like...
Boys only!
90% guys.
That's all I want.
Oh, god. Fucking Joe's going to get on a plane, and like you're going to open the door, and he's just going to be sitting there like with his hands on his knees and his ass splayed up against the glass. It's all that's going to fucking happen. And he's going to be like, do it.
Do sex to me.
Make me feel good. You remember that? The fucking Halle Berry Monsters Ball fucking scene? Go to a site where you stream pornography and type in Halle Berry Make Me Feel Good. And watch fucking Billy Bob Thornton just rail, like, have a seizure inside of her. Just like, make me feel good. Make me feel good.
Oh, my God.
Who says so that gross. During sex?
Someone who's fucking disgusting.
All
cool
I ever
chick.
Say during sex is, thank you, 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 the whole fucking time.
Cool chicks, man.
Yesterday I went, it happened. I was like, it happened. It's happened.
Oh, my God.
I got that from Henry Zabrowski on last podcast. He would be like, I'm having one. So yesterday when I...
Dude, last podcast on the left fucking kills me.
Yesterday when my DNA shot out of
Oh, my God.
My bottom thumb. You know what I'm talking about,
oh
Nick?
Oh, my God.
When my lap
so
snake
fucking gross.
Coughed up some of my DNA, I just went like, it's happening. Just like that, plain as day, it's happening.
Tennessee Red Snake?
Yeah, fucking get in there. And then Emily got mad because I called the space between her vagina hole and her butthole a beautiful ravine. She didn't like that at all.
My God.
I gotta go pick out a car, man.
All right.
We're in the hour 45.
I want to play Indianer.
Okay, we'll play Indianer. I'll play it at the play it in the break. All right, Nick, go ahead.
I really don't have anything.
Oh, fuck off. Yes, you do.
Born ugly, raised stupid.
No, recommend something, man, on a positive note. Throw something positive out there so people can get in. Give somebody something positive to do this week. What do you think of something somebody could do to make their week better?
Somebody else could do?
Oh, my God. Or you could do. You could take your own advice. I don't do it. I will never
thank
do
your
it.
Girlfriend for not abandoning you.
Shut up, Tyson. Just shut up.
Shut up.
All right, so... No, I'll play that on. Just send me that link.
All right.
All right, cool. I think everybody should go play the Batman Telltale game. The first episode came out on Tuesday. I really liked it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the PSVR coming out.
Oh, God, I can't wait to watch you try to set that up and yell at me because you don't know how to make it work.
I can't wait, man.
Nick with technology is one of the funniest things because Nick is such an insanely smart guy. But when it comes to, like, practical execution of electronic setup, he just screams at it.
Because I will just let you do it.
Yeah, Nick is the only guy I know who's just the first thing he wants is the instructions because that's how Nick's mind works. I need to know how this works.
Yeah.
So whenever Nick gets something right out of the box, he's like, hey, do you have the instructions? Meanwhile, I'm over in the corner making it shaped like a swastika or a dick or trying to put my dick in it. And then Nick
you
just
have
tells
to
me,
know how to do things.
And then Nick says, that's not how that works. And I go read the directions. So, everybody, thank you for listening. I think everybody should go download the new Batman thing on your networks, on your PS networks, your Xbox Ones. It's fun. It's like 2 hours long. I had a good time with it. I'm stretching my back out.
The HTC Vive?
Don't get that.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, it's a fucking ton of setup. It's such an investment. Just wait for the PlayStation VR to come out.
I will. It's coming out next month.
Yep.
How can I buy it, though?
You can pre-order and go to Sony.com. You can pre-order one.
Really?
Yep. All right, everybody. That'll be a fun video. We could do it. No, we can't do video things. You won't let us show you what you look like.
Maybe if I have the mask on.
Okay, yeah. We'll start taking pictures, Nick, wearing a VR mask. Like, we're like a fucking Trailer Park Daft Punk. Yeah, we'll start doing that. Yeah. All right, everybody. Until next week, we'll be taking Bubble Bachelor pants on.
Born ugly, race stupid.